brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to be joining us from the Congress in the second hour of this radio broadcast today. Then we have Lawrence J. Kotlikoff coming on the radio broadcast, professor of economics, Boston University. He's one of the people quoted in this amazing McClatchy newspaper piece that came out last weekend, syndicated report in hundreds of papers, detailing how Goldman Sachs made bets against the housing market to basically implode the banking system for vertical consolidation and to destroy their competition. They have the internal memos. We have another guest joining us tomorrow from the article who could shed even more light on those documents. But today, professor of economics from Boston University will be joining us in the third hour. And then in studio in the fourth hour, Joe Rogan, the host of Ultimate Fighting, the host of Fear Factor, the host of programs on Comedy Central, HBO, you name it. Joe Rogan will be joining us in studio today to give us his view on the New World Order. Joe comes through a few times a year. We're always pleased to have him when he's filling up the local comedy club. He's also a top comedian and packs auditoriums and comedy clubs across the world. So Joe Rogan joining us in studio today, a full broadcast for you. Well, it happened. I mean, I announced a few days ago that they had passed it out of the committee because essentially when they marked it up and when the Democratic-controlled committee, they had a majority of five extra, a supermajority, that it was going to go to the full Senate, and that is now in the pike to happen. Though they're playing possum, they're saying, oh, this we won't vote on this till next year, which means they're going to vote on it this year. And they're also saying today, actually 2 days ago, it looks like health care won't get voted on until next year. And then today, they're announcing, no, it's going to be voted on this year. So they're constantly engaging in the military tactic of playing possum and telling you, stand down, opposition. Everything's fine. We're not going to pass this legislation. We're not going to pass the hate bill. We're not going to pass the anti-Second Amendment bills. In fact, those bills don't exist. Doesn't matter. There's 15 of them, many of them out of committee. Senate panel approves Democratic climate bill. This is from Reuters. A key U.S. Senate Environment Committee approved the Democratic climate change bill today that would require industry to cut emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases by 20%. From 2005 levels, and our levels are even higher than 2005 right now, so that's more than 20%. And that's on everything, unlimited power to these unelected federal agencies to go wild. Also, pay problem parents not to breed, says the mayor of a major New Zealand city. And we have other politicians in the Commonwealth nations saying the same thing, showing everybody their eugenics colors, their true colors coming through. Also, Democrats' health plan to help uninsurables require 6-month wait. Nancy Pelosi has announced in the government health care plan that the government will require a monthly abortion premium. Yes, out of your paycheck. L.A. doctor allegedly faked exams for immigrants. British court rules that the greenhouse gas movement is a religion. Well, of course they ruled that. Al Gore's not saying it's a religion. You can't criticize it or you'll be arrested for criticizing someone's religion under EU hate speech rules, which they're trying to adopt here in the U.S. The dollar's also plunging.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul joins us today. We also have a professor of economics joining us to talk about the Goldman Sachs article in McClatchy newspapers last Sunday, how they premeditatedly bet against the housing market and helped engineer the entire operation. Joe Rogan, host of Ultimate Fighting, News Radio, Fear Factor, HBO, you name it, will be joining us in studio. Let me just read through today's headlines and yesterday's, because I didn't get to a lot of important news yesterday because we had several guests on with us. But G20 to finalize dumping of the dollar. That, according to sources, multiple sources, one of them Daniel Estulin, article up at Infowars.net by Steve Watson. Judge rules activist beliefs on climate change akin to religion. London Guardian. Why not? Here's another London Guardian article from yesterday. Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth sequel stresses spiritual argument on climate. So they always plan to go to that in the final phase. A bunch of mindless religionists. And I've heard Austin News the last few months reporting and everyone questioning why even small SUVs are being keyed and having their tires slashed. Well, out in Los Angeles, they know what's happening, and it's been confirmed for at least 5 years that environmentalists, they're really just cult members, are slashing SUVs' tires and keying them. And every day that people park down anywhere at Zilker Park by Barton Springs or to ride the Zilker Zephyr children's train or to jog on the hike and bike trail, Every time I have parked there with my wife and children, windows are knocked out of SUVs. Every time I walk through the parking lot, windows are knocked out. So they're knocking windows out, they're slashing tires, they're keying the vehicles, and the media will not report in most areas of the country what's going on. Well, in fact, I heard local KLBJ 590 yesterday marveling at all the vandalism, wondering who's doing it. It's the environmentalist. If your car gets the window knocked out or keyed or the tires slashed or all three, and it's an SUV and they don't steal anything, you've been hit by the cultists, and they're out there laughing right now. They've had, in one night, over 100 cars hit in places like Circle C neighborhood. And everyone's wondering why it's happening. It's the cult members. The government's got lots of cults. They've got the environmental cultist. They've got the vaccine cultist running around trying to force everybody to take shots. They've got their military cultists that worship whatever the military's doing, even if it's torture and secret arrest and violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You just got a bunch of cults in this country. Got your sports cults, your video game cults, people that don't care about anything but their little cult. And so if you get your tires slashed and your windows bashed out on your SUV or your gas guzzler, understand that this is the environmental cult doing it. Okay, side issue. I just thought I would again announce to everyone, the mystery is not a mystery. In fact, if you go to the Jilker Park or any other big park in Austin, there is just glass all over the ground when you park your car. And that is not robberies. Most of it is not robberies. I don't have any statistics. I just know that I've talked to the people and I've seen the pattern across the country. They're bad in Denver. They're bad in Los Angeles. They're bad in New York. They're bad everywhere. And they bash your windows out. They slash your tires. Because you got two or three, four children. You need a van. You need an SUV. And they are going to be running the government soon. So look out. And they're the people. These college students and high school students bashing your windows out, slitting your tires, burning down your ski resort, burning down your house. Every week or two, I hear about them burning down somebody's house. Houses that are being constructed, they still get charged with very serious charges, and they should, because arson could kill people, and their arson has killed people. That's the real terrorist in this country, are these environmentalists. They're not real environmentalists. They're cultists. But I thought I would just fill you in. All right, now I'm starting to rant about it. It just makes me so angry. But the local media, I guarantee you, they know what's really going on, but they wouldn't dare talk bad about the little environmentalist because all the big banks and all the big establishment types are busy stealing people's farms and ranches outside Austin and all over the country in the name of environmentalism. And then 5 years later, when everybody forgets that they stole the land in the name of making it a park, they turn it into a hotel or a golf course or a housing development run by the very groups that have stolen the property. Global treaty could throw file sharing off internet after three strikes. Leaked details of the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement being negotiated in secret by most of the world's largest economies suggest internet file sharing could be blocked from accessing the internet if they are reportedly accessing of shared copyright material. You're guilty first. There's no trial. You're just shut off the web, says media and digital rights watchdogs. So we'll be going over that as well today. Gold prices surge as India buys IMF reserves. It's right up at $1,090 an ounce right now. Went as high as $1,099 last night before the markets closed. We'll see what it runs up to today. Senate panel approves Democratic climate bill, so it can go to the full Senate. That's just some of what's coming up. Also, Italy convicts U.S. agents in CIA kidnapping trial. Yes, it's illegal to have U.S. military forces, that's who they're using, and private mercenaries, now confirmed, declassified, go out and just kill whoever they want in any nation, Pakistan, Italy, Germany, Russia, the United States, no judge, no jury, no trial. They just kill you because, hell, we're America. John Wayne's from here. Our government can't do any wrong unless it's Waco or Delta Force is killing little kids. We just have secret torture rendition centers where they torture people into fake confessions. That's been declassified all over the planet. Drone attacks all over the world where they bomb people from above, death from above. Italy convicts U.S. agents in CIA kidnapping trial. Dick Cheney ordered it. Will he be indicted? He certainly should be indicted. Because if these guys can commit felony crimes with impunity outside of any judicial system, we are living in bona fide, capital T, tyranny. And you better believe they're setting the precedence. Remember Cheney wanted to put troops on the streets for regular crimes? That got declassified 3 months ago. And they bragged because they wanted to use military against the states, against the general public. All you military people carrying this out, all you cops that think it's funny, have you read the MIAC report? Have you read the Homeland Security reports? Where they state their number one threat and that the system is designed and been created for gun owners, for veterans, for libertarians, for Bob Barr supporters, Ron Paul supporters, Constitution Party supporters, people that have get out of the UN stickers on their cars. Translate that into Homeland Security and NORTHCOM is for red-blooded, real Americans. People that know what the red, white, and blue stands for. People that know why this country's been so special. People who are true guardians of the Republic. The Republic is on its knees, bleeding to death from a thousand wounds. And now, the New World Order is stabbing spears through it with the banking takeover legislation, with the carbon tax legislation, with the anti-gun legislation, with the total federalization takeovers of the police and local governments. Giant spears are being rammed through the Republic. The lifeblood is pouring out. The country is going into shock. The dollar is plunging in free fall. Foreign banks are involved in a fire sale with their currencies worth, in many cases, twice what ours are, pouring in, buying us up like a third world nation. That's your government. That's your global government. That's globalism. That's NAFTA and GATT. In every major movie, whether they're fictions or dramas, you name it, glorifies torture, glorifies the police state, glorifies warrantless wiretapping, glorifies the military on the streets of America, and has big red, white, and blue flags flying behind it with the message, this is patriotism. No, patriotism and freedom isn't black uniforms and secret police and torture chambers and dungeons and foreign banks raping us financially. It is not. It is the death of this country. So, as your standard of living's dropped for 99% of you, as the government closes in on you with year-round school and kids being trained to spy on their parents and their neighbors, and business leaders taught to spy on their employees and employees taught to spy on their bosses, as every form of classical corruption and bona fide tyranny unfolds, remember, this is what the New World Order has to offer, an unelected world government. Imagine all these Madoff, Ken Lay types, that's who runs the New World Order, in control of all the high-tech weaponry and spy satellites and internet tracking systems, now openly announcing every day, that, oh, yes, we're going to take the web over. We're going to tax it. We're going to have new domain names. We're going to shut down the old web. We may just shut it all down at once during a crisis, during a new war. The Pentagon putting out memos saying we may engage bloggers physically in the U.S. as enemies. In fact, I meant to print it. It's up on Infowars.com. Kurt did a story about it yesterday. Army report says they may target enemies of the state. Just print me everything. Thank you. I've got a bug in my computer system at home where half the time it won't print stories. So I get up here and have to reprint them. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us as we chronicle enemies of the Republic.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Worried that inflation will ruin your retirement or plans of sending your kids to college? Get a pencil. Discover how to turn $10,000 into possibly $431,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. For example, investors who took Scott Smith's advice and invested $10,000 in Silver Standard Resources turned it into $431,000. And those who invested in Seabridge Gold Shares turned $10,000 into $800,000. Scott Smith is the former senior executive of Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter. He's urging everyone afraid of the nearly $2 trillion in new debt to get his inflation survival kit. It details 7 must-own stocks, including a gold stock with 6-figure potential that has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 877-727-2461. That's 877-727-2461. Or go to his website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
G20 meet to finalize dumping of the dollar. Researcher and author Daniel Estulin, his info has always proven to be accurate, best known for his expose on the ultra-secret of Bilderberg Group, says inside sources have informed him that the core focus of the G20 meeting, and that's a Bilderberg Group member or attendee that he knows, not a member, an attendee, a banker in Europe, has told him that this weekend we'll be discussing ditching the dollar and implementing a global centralized monetary system. Well, their last three meetings openly discuss how to leave the dollar. They're not discussing now, should they abandon the dollar? It's being discussed how to abandon it. The decision has been made. A press release detailing Estlin's statement says that G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in St. Andrews, Scotland, will debate actions to sink the U.S. dollar, thereby crashing the present world financial system and building it in their new order. The instability and chaos resulting out of such a breakdown would act as a pretext to launch a consolidation of new economic world order. Estlin says that the success or failure of the callous plan hinges on the ability of the U.S. and U.K. representatives to convince the Russian and Chinese and their national governments to go along with their scheme. And that's the key here. It is Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase that head up this internal crew, this coterie, this squad. And they are the ones that have been incrementally destroying it, but they don't want it to be based on Chinese or Indian money or Middle Eastern money. They want it based on a new SDR strategy between the international central banks themselves, abandoning country-backed currencies. They'll still be backed with taxpayer money, but it will transfer fully from the nation states to the private consortium. Estlin first reported on this agenda at this year's Bilderberg Conference held in Greece back in May. According to the author, the elite group has termed the move demand destruction. The Bilderberg Group meeting is an annual confab of around 150 of the world's most influential power brokers in government, industry, banking, media, academia, and the military-industrial complex. Insiders at the meeting told Estlin that Bilderberg was divided on whether to put into motion either a prolonged, see, the decision's been made, just it's how to skin the cat, either a prolonged, agonizing depression that dooms the world to decades of stagnation, decline, and poverty, or an intense but shorter depression that paves the way for a new, sustainable economic world order with less sovereignty but more efficiency. See, that's their spin on it. And by the way, that was even in a Bilderberg Group press release. They said similar things. They now even put out a small release. According to the researchers, some Bilderberg insiders fear that the fallout from the chaos of a major crash could ultimately result in a loss of control over the world. And that's what they're debating, is how to carry this out. He believes this weekend's G20 meeting, being held on the site of the 1998 Bilderberg Conference, will be used to finalize this deliberation. The motivation for collapsing the U.S. dollar would be to initiate a chain reaction shift away from the nation-state structure of the global economy toward the creation of a world company, a private global system. This has been a long-time agenda of the corporate political kingpins that make up the Bilderberg organization, elites who would profit from replacing the authority of national sovereignty with a ruling corporation-like order, headed by international bankers and financiers. And then to the global carbon tax, they get to decide what industry can operate. They can give themselves sweetheart deals and sell the public carbon credits to be able to travel, work, fly in airplanes, own dogs, eat meat. Everything is to be taxed. Television sets are to be taxed or outright banned. Schwarzenegger's introduced that bill for 40 inch and above. Estlin was also informed by Bilderberg sources back in May, so was Tucker, that a false notion of recovery would be proffered in order to draw back investment into the system before finally pulling the plug, leaving the world in financial hardship, too destructive to recover from without radical action taken by the globalists. See, they engineered last year's crisis in September and October, saying give the banks unlimited money, over $50 trillion now globally, over $23.7 trillion in the U.S. in the last year. Give them unlimited funds and unlimited power, or there'd be a total world depression. Then they hoarded all the money to themselves, as we said they would, shut off the economy even further. They all registered record bonuses and profits. They began consolidating more of the economy as joblessness, new housing starts, industrialization implodes. You're watching financial warfare on you and your family and every free nation on earth right now. We'll take your calls on this subject and a lot more on the other side of this quick break. Ron Paul's coming up. Then we have a top economist and Joe Rogan in studio. 1-800-259-9231. My websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Babylon system is the vampire. And now the central banks are imploding the world economy by design and putting into force and action a global dictatorship over all carbon dioxide and every other greenhouse gas involved in human respiration, plant respiration, all forms of industry, all forms of locomotion, everything involves carbon, and they get to decide how we run our lives, and they are stating out of the gates. They're not just saying, oh, we're going to tax coal or tax oil or tax your electricity. Out of the gates, they're not starting slow. They're saying, we're going to tax having more than one child. We're going to tax everything you do. We're going to run your life. That's why it's so important people see Fall of the Republic. If you haven't ordered the DVD, I just want to encourage you to do it right now. And we have three different combo deals offered so that more of these films get in more people's hands, where you can get Fall of the Republic with the Obama deception or with Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement at half price. You can get both those films at half price. $39.95 would be the normal price. Instead, it's $29.95 for the two films, and you get a free Reflections and Warnings, Aaron Russo's last video interview, where he broke down what the Rockefeller insiders told him, the system, how the corrupt Federal Reserve operates. It's such an important film. You get that film, 90 minutes long, that has expanded extras, free, when you get it with Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception and or Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You get all three of the films for $29.95, and then your purchase also makes this radio show and what we do possible as the economy implodes. I know it's hard for people to pay for the films, but I think this is a worthwhile organization to fund. We're not the government or the system coming in and forcing you to pay your tax money to private banks that they then use against you. This is free association and your decision to support us. Plus, you get powerful films that will inform you to a greater level and that will inform others. Just check out the combos and specials at Infowars.com on the online shopping cart, the Yahoo Secure Online Shopping Cart Video Bookstore, or call toll-free. You can order by calling, or you can ask questions about the different specials, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Fall of the Republic is such an important film and details who our enemies are, what their plan is, and how to stop them. Everybody's got to see this film. And I will say again, if you don't want to purchase the high-quality DVD, that's fine. If you can't afford it, go to YouTube and type in Fall of the Republic. The best quality version up there is at a director's channel called Change the Channel. It's not our channel, but we allow folks to upload it. And you can watch the film for free. But please, this is not Pearls Before Swine. This is a film that the $200,000 it took to make is nothing. It's the time, the energy we spent. It's very hard to make a film of this quality with this much research and information and to make it entertaining and informative and riveting. It's more horrifying is the word, but please send it out to your entire email list. Please post it on Facebook and MySpace and Twitter. Please, every day, go on message boards and tell people to go watch the film for free at YouTube. Now, again, if you're going to be making copies of it, get the high-quality DVD. That's the best way to make copies, or download DivX versions. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you get the four-hour radio show, higher-quality archives, being a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get the at least 2 hours every day we do live and stream at PrisonPlanet.tv and then archive it for you. You get all my other films in high quality, special expanded extras. We're about to put a bunch of extras up this week and next week just for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and you get it first and in the highest quality. And I want to thank the PrisonPlanet.tv members because you make so much of what we do here possible. We have been talking about the New World Order's plan to implode the currency for over a decade here on this radio show, and how they would stage terror attacks first to put a police state grid in so that when they bankrupt the country and set up tyranny, when people resist, they'll try to crush it. They tried to label any demonstrations, any political activism, any criticism of government as terrorism. That is the total proof it's a rogue, illegitimate criminal government. How dare they say we have no First Amendment? Or redefine the First Amendment down to almost nothing. We're here. This is the beginning of the full plunge into world tyranny. And so now, more than ever, we need to be on the air, reaching more people. You need to be reaching more people in hundreds of different ways. You're smart. Do whatever you can in your area and warn everyone and explain to them that a criminal, illegitimate hijacking is taking place. You know, if a hijacker went up, got into the cockpit, pointed their guns at the captains and his co-pilot, put on American Airlines uniforms, and came back into the rest of the plane and started giving orders, if everybody on the plane started following their orders and believing that not only were they just hijackers, no, that they are the real captains now because they're wearing the uniform. And then the tied-up real captain and his co-pilot get out of the bonds they're in, get the firearms in the safes they have, which a lot of airplanes now have, thanks to people fighting for that, and try to retake the plane. And instead, you've got the 200 people on the plane attacking the captains because they're in their underwear and undershirts, and the people on board the plane are saying, get them, yes, help the hijackers who are in captain uniforms stop the men in their underwear because they're not really the captains. They're evil men in their undershirts. That's how this works. These criminal bankers have control of our media, control of the Pentagon, control of most of the Congress, control of many of the governors. We're trying to get the states to stand up, point their finger, and not just say, you're out of control, federal government, you're too big. No, to say, you're illegitimate. You've been seized in a private corporate offshore takeover. That's what's really gone on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's so simple. Wake up out of your trance. Recognize what's going on. Ken Lay of Enron, I use him as an example because he's the best-known corporate crook, next to Madoff and a few others. He was the founder. Madoff was the founder of the NASDAQ, the second biggest stock exchange in the world. Ken Lay was the biggest energy trader and energy company in the world. He set up the scams. The internal memos have been out for 7 years now, how they set up scams in California and other states, paying off politicians to double and triple power rates, saying it was for the environment. They wrote the carbon tax plan, the one that was adopted. They first cooked it up in the 60s, put a tax on carbon. It's the exact same crew of criminals. There was a Reuters article of all publications yesterday admitting that every key regulator, every key person in the government in England, the U.S., and Germany that are taking over the banking system criminally are Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs are the pilots of the private Federal Reserve banking system. That's the investment bank brokerage firm consortium that has been given the contract by the New World Order to pilot the operation. Why do you think I'm on the White House enemies list? Why do you think they got COINTELPRO going against me 24/7, trying to discredit me in disinformation and infighting campaigns? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'll get up here and have Ron Paul on and ask him, should we have grand juries indict the bankers? And he will say yes. And I sit here beating the drum to go after the real government. They don't want you talking about Goldman Sachs and the private Federal Reserve. They want you talking about Jews. They want you talking about Catholics. They want you talking about Masons. They want you talking about and then having all these factionalized groups fighting with each other over who runs the New World Order system, regardless of who runs the New World Order system. There's Germans, there's Jews, there's Protestants, there's Catholics. All the big power groups are working for the New World Order now. Instead of fighting with each other, which the globalists, and it's been released in the media, run most of the white supremacist groups and other organizations, instead of them trying to poison and taint the movement against the banks by making it a racial and religious issue, how about we just agree, whether you're a Hindu, a Jew, a Christian, a Catholic, that we're against an unelected private world government taxing the air we breathe and all human activities? How about we just come together and agree that we want national sovereignty and a Bill of Rights and a Constitution? See, we have to be for something, not just against something. They want us fighting with each other. That's in the COINTELPRO documents. It's in the declassified 1994 Army manual on how to get groups fighting with each other. This is what's going on. And they hate my guts because I'm trying to bring unity to people. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that my sixth sense tells me I've never been in more danger. But I'm honored to be in this position, and I'm honored to be truthful, and I'm honored to be an honorable person. It doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I am pure of heart. I am a good person who believes in what I'm doing and knows I'm right and is willing to risk my life to do what I'm doing here today. Because I have counted the cost, and I know these people are pure evil. DynCorp, Halliburton, they've all been caught running giant slavery gangs of men and boys and women for slave labor and for sex and for sex trade. I mean, it's admitted in congressional hearings. It's admitted in hundreds of publications. It's admitted the CIA and the Army grows the cocaine and grows the opium and controls the field and attacks whoever they don't control. They just admit all this out in the open now. We have an evil government run by evil companies, period. It's broken. It's rotten. You know, they just caught some convicted rapist with more than 10 bodies buried on his property, and neighbors that didn't know he was a convicted rapist are on the news going, he was such a nice neighbor, I had him over for coffee, I can't believe it. It doesn't matter if you think the government's nice. They're killers. They've been caught thousands of times. They're ruthless, murdering, child-raping scum. That's who runs it. That's who honchos it. Period. And a lot of you know this is true. I talked to a lot of police, a lot of military, a lot of executives, and they go, look, we know you're right. These are killers. Yeah, so you don't give in to them and roll over. You stand up to them. I can't control myself. I have to fight somebody coming down on me. I don't run. Especially when I know there's nowhere to run to. There was some new continent, some new free country I could go to. I'd go there, join their military, try to defend that free country. There's nowhere to run to. Don't you understand that? All I can do is fight these people. Even if you think you serve them, they're going to destroy you. They're spiking your water. They're spiking your food. They're spiking your vaccines. They're spraying you with chemtrails and now admitting it. Don't you understand? These people can't be bargained with. They can't be reasoned with. They are pure evil. They compete with each other to see who's more ruthless. They give each other awards. They admire darkness. They admire the power, the black flame, as they call it, the black sun, the black sunshine. Well, they really get mad having those secrets let out on air. You know what ties together, what binds the globalists, whether they're German or Jewish or Catholic or Protestant or Hindu or Japanese or Chinese or Mexican. What binds them together is that they are hyper-competitive, sadistic psychopaths and twisted individuals who revel in pain and death and destruction. And they bind themselves together in guilds to carry out criminal operations, and they've had hundreds of years to amass wealth and to hone their universities of corruption and evil. Their systems are colleges of corruption. They study our psychological systems. They manipulate you. They manipulate us all. You are not fulfilled, and you are not happy, and you are not truly alive because you have not struck out against evil. You have not stood up. You have not become a true man, a true woman. You will not be fulfilled until you are prepared to lay your life down for others and not on a fake cause. The New World Order's greatest power is they have good people working for them who they manipulate and give a false script to psychologically and culturally. And then you have all these good people working for evil, believing the candy coating of what they're doing, not understanding the deeper secrets. But you scratch the surface of any New World Order system, you will find the black gulfs of hell. Because the light and goodness and love and innocence is like a burning flame to these people. They are the total opposite of goodness. Don't you understand? They're a singularity of hell, a vortices. Evil implodes to prime pure evil. It has a gravitational weight. It immediately accelerates to pure evil the minute you give into it. It overtakes you, consumes you. You are bathed in evil from sun up to sundown. Evil is real. Tim in Australia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
G'day, Alex. First time caller, long time podcast listener. How are you?
Welcome.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you about an experience I had recently with the swine flu vaccine in my local GP. I went in for another problem. I was basically having some abdominal pains, and he referred me to get an ultrasound and some blood tests, and he said that I'll get the way he worded it, he said, oh, and I'll give you your swine flu vaccine at the same time. It's a free vaccine that the government is pushing at the moment.
Sure, he just said it matter-of-factly. That's one of their tricks, just do it very calmly.
Yeah, and anyway, I said, oh, that's fine. You know, I don't want the vaccine, and I'd rather not have it. And he started questioning me, why don't you want it? I said, well, the main two reasons is that it's experimental and there's mercury in there, so especially when I'm having other problems with my body, I don't want to be taking that vaccine. And he's sort of like, oh, Tim, you know, you need to stop looking at these things on the internet. It's safe. I've taken it myself, et cetera, et cetera. I said, well, that's fine. I'd rather not. Anyway, the nurse that did the blood test, he wanted to check my my kidneys as well as the ultrasound. And I was waiting. It's the same clinic. I was waiting for the blood test, and the nurse...
Stay there. I want to hear the conclusion of your report on the other side, Tim. Then Mark, Matthew, Woody, Malcolm, Raul, and others. Ron Paul's coming up later in the next hour right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. We're live here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 Hz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Tim in Australia, finishing up. So you're telling them you're there getting your stomach checked. They're ultrasounding your kidneys. You've gotten to the part where the nurse was doing that examination. Go ahead.
The nurse was actually doing the blood test, and she took my blood test, and then she went and put like another syringe into the little vial. And I said, you know, I'm only getting a blood test. I'm not getting any injections. And she said, well, your doctor's ordered the swine flu vaccine. And, I mean, this was after I'd already told him that I didn't want it. I said, well, no, there must be a mistake. I'm not getting that. So she's gone and she's typed something in the computer. And basically I went on my way. I mean, we have obviously a government-run healthcare system in Australia, so it was about another week until I could actually get the ultrasound done. So, I mean, too bad if there was anything majorly wrong with me. But I made the appointment and I got into an x-ray and ultrasound center to get that done. And while I was waiting, I went to the receptionist, and while I was waiting to get my ultrasound, another lady came in, and she was in her 50s, and she's like holding tissues and coughing and spluttering everywhere. And I was close enough to the reception desk to hear her walk up there, and she basically said, you know, I've got swine flu, I'm here to get a chest x-ray. And the lady actually said, you know, I'm worried about being with all the people, what should I do? Anyway, it felt like the Twilight Zone because the receptionist told her to just go and sit down with everyone else in the waiting room. She's coughing into these tissues, and I'm like, okay, well, I think I should walk out.
Well, the big issue here, Tim, is that in the United States, in England, in Canada, in Australia, we're getting reports that are now confirmed. We got these 2 months ago with the seasonal flu. Now with the H1N1 nasal and injectable, they are forcibly injecting people, especially elementary students, and then lying about it later and saying they didn't. But then all the cases we know about are where the children get sick or collapse from the shot. Then they have to admit, okay, we gave them a shot. So there's a giant international program to secretly force this on people. And that is just amazing.
Yeah, and I just couldn't understand because the government's running these ads on TV saying there's a health emergency and go and get your free vaccine and everything. And then this lady who has swine flu and they're just asking you to sit in the waiting room with everyone else. So I debated walking out, and then they called me for my ultrasound, and I went in, had that done, and when I finished, the person who did the ultrasound said she was going to burn a disc with the images on there and to go back and wait. Anyway, I went back to the waiting room, and this lady was still there coughing, so I wasn't going to stay around. I told the receptionist there, I said, look, can you please send the disc to my doctor? I need to go. And I left, and then I made an appointment to go back and get the results with my doctor, and anyway, he questioned why I refused the vaccine from the nurse that he'd ordered, and I went back into my reasoning and explained that. And the disc hadn't arrived with the ultrasound, so I explained what happened and that there was this lady who was there for a chest x-ray who had swine flu, so I didn't feel safe around the virus, and I left. And then, he said, oh, well, if you had the vaccine, you wouldn't have needed to worry, would you? And then, to top everything off, he told me he wanted to refer me for a psych evaluation because he believed that I was suffering from some sort of anxiety order.
Yeah, that's the new tyranny. They did that over 100 years ago in Russia and, of course, 65 years ago in Germany. If you disagreed with anything the government was doing, especially the medical system, you were mentally ill. It doesn't matter if more than half the doctors in the U.S., in Canada, in Germany don't want to take it themselves, and the government gets a special clean vaccine, in their words, for themselves. You are insane because you don't want to be forcibly injected. Amazing. Interesting story. Par for the course, Tim, from the land down under. Thank you. We're going to come back and go to Mark, Woody, Malcolm, Raul, and many others. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.